sir. What it do with the business is.
Another week in the books. I hope y'all are documented. For those who keeping score, On Dick TV Podcast is live again for you. Well, not live, but tape. But however you listen to it, man, we glad that you do listen to it that away. Speaking of listening to it, since you weren't prepared for the little oop I just threw you, iTunes. Terrible. That was terrible. Yeah, iTunes. Go in there. Check us out, man. Subscribe, rate. Let us know what you think. We got a lot of good ratings lately. So appreciate y'all for doing that.
Absolutely, man. We see those comments. We see the ratings. We appreciate that. Thank y'all. If you haven't done it, go do so, please. And thank you in advance.
Yes. First and foremost, we do this for you. What's your head shaking, man?
First off, let me let them know who I am for those who don't know.
They don't care.
It's your man's Animal Brown, Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm sorry, sir. What was your name?
Shit. Man, what I have on different. Oh, yeah, that Daredevil dropped last weekend. Kick that off proper. You already know.
Nerd alert.
I'm going to try to finish that this weekend.
Jesus.
No question about it.
I am Spike Lou, man. I had a cool, chill weekend, man. I got to go Stone Mountain action. You know what I mean? At the top of that, I heard you were out of order.
Yeah, you can have that.
You had to go have Tommy John surgery, right?
I don't know. I guess some. Yeah, I'm some not running like up Stone Mountain is but the you bottom
can't,
line.
You can't do Stone Mountain. You're washed. Won't do Stone Mountain. You're admittedly washed at what?
Life.
42? Is that how old you are?
Negative.
So Animal Brown will never make it to Stone Mound with me. If you're willing to join me at Stone Mound, I'm probably going to hit it Saturday. Cool a mile up, run that last little cool incline, get that good workout in there, get your body right for the summer. If you're willing to do that, you know, hey, holler at me.
My body already right for the summer.
You're disgusting.
Summer 16 six-pack is already healed.
Listen, man, I'm looking at you now.
Already healed.
You're disgusting, man.
Hey, man.
I commend your wife, man.
If you follow the, if you follow the show, man, last week, you already know what time it was. March Madness kicking off. We did the selection show.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Absolutely. This week, like we said, we're going to do rounds 1 and 2. We're going to go up to the Sweet 16. Next week, we're going to finish it on out. With that being said.
Okay. I was just going to. For those of people who don't really. The March Madness, what y'all got going on, who are strictly hip hop, what we are correlating this to is, of course, the March Madness going on. So the selection show was last Sunday, like he said. Now we're doing the Sweet 16. As you know, there's 16 teams left. The 16 hottest rappers are left in our brackets. How do we come up with this?
We took who had the best year. We went the last 12 to 15 months.
And we consulted with, like, just like they got the committee, we got a little committee, a little secret society, all we ask is trust.
Absolutely.
And we like, had the little war room thing. We went in there just like they do on CBS. We had the announcements in the brackets. We got some good insight from people. And we gave you the Sweet 16.
Two quick changes in the West Coast. We got rid of Dom Kennedy.
You cheated?
No, we had to get.
We got rid of Dom Kennedy because we forgot.
We forgot Vince Staples. So, Dom Kennedy. Sorry, Dom. Maybe next
Dom
year.
Dom had an album. I don't understand. Like,
it was trash.
How was it? Like, I have questions.
It was trash.
I have questions for the committee.
When you have a trash album, didn't have an album.
Look, we're going to get to these quick hits, but I have questions for the committee.
We have one more.
And I purposely, go ahead with that one more.
On the South, we took out, this was tough. We took out Post Malone. That was probably the one person we got flack about. Why is Post Malone, even though he had probably one of the biggest songs last year. And then we put in Starlito.
Yeah, of course. What's tough about that? Home team rub, man. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm not willing to say that I won't show hometown bias for my guys. Post Malone.
He put the work in.
White Iverson. Like, Star had more, like,
it was a major song, though.
It ain't even a major deal.
It's not a rap song.
Star gotta be in there. Okay. But look, though. So I purposely didn't prepare you for these. I got questions for the committee. You elaborated with people. I did as well. In the East, Fab Seed, way too high.
We ain't got to the scenes yet, though.
It doesn't matter. I'm letting you know this now. His seeds are way too high. People that you don't want to get the snubs. You mean we went on snubs and everything?
We did that last week. Do you have another snub that we didn't mention last week?
There was another snub that was not mentioned last week.
We're going to do that now?
After the break. Anyway, let's get to the quick hits. See how I did that, though?
Quick hits. Man, we just got a couple today because we know that the goddamn first and second round going to take a second.
All right.
But still, some shit we had to talk about, man. First thing first, the game has found a way to stay relevant somehow, some way. This time he shows up at 50 Cent's party in L.A. Now, let me ask you this.
What's it still?
Was this a strategic play on Game's part, or was this a genuine move at squashing the beef?
Man, I don't even understand why it's a problem or, like, issue that, like, no one cares that Game and 50 Cent are beefing. Like, even if they are beefing, like, if this is what they have to do is stay in the news, I don't even get that. Like, I don't understand. Like, they done came this far. 50 so real. Game so real. Like, the fist fight ain't happened. I'm not advocating violence here. But, like, man, we don't care. I don't care that 50 don't like Game. I don't care the Game. I'm like, 50, I don't care.
Yeah, because at this point, it don't matter. Yeah. Like, G-Unit is not coming back together. I'm talking about with all of them. Even if they did, it wouldn't matter.
And no one would care.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
They could do a movie. It would be funny.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool on the movie.
No. Let me paint the picture for you. A&R had again. Contact me for these details. You get with Marlon Wayans, and you do the parody, though. You do the G-Unit parody, like the scary movie and the stuff like that. That would be gold. You put Puff in there.
They did that. 50 CB4. Funny.
Nah, that's new though.
They already did that.
It's new.
CB4.
Buck will be in there. Get every nigga checks. Banks. Like, make that shit funny. Get Marlon Wayans to be like an executive or something. Man, that shit will be funny as fuck. The G-Unit parody. Call it the rap boy band or something. Marlon Wayans, you're welcome. If I see that in two years, I'm suing you.
I'm super good on that.
I'll watch it. It's like Scary flop. Movie. You watch Scary Movie?
Scary Movie 1 was funny.
No, the little fuck. Hand. No. Like that was funny. It could be funny rap stuff that people would laugh at. I need that. I need to holler at my I got to get my director friends on the phone, man.
For the record, man.
I might make that happen, man.
They was in Playhouse in L.A. And Game also mentioned that he was the most underrated lyricist ever. He tripping with that, though.
That was a genuine laugh.
Game nice, though.
I didn't even know you had that for me like a nothing. That was genuine.
Game is nice, but he's not the most underrated lyricist, man. Though. He need to relax on that. Because he come out sounding like everybody else, depending on who on the song. So I can't give you that.
You got to clarify nice.
Now, Game nice. Nah, Game can rap his ass off, though, when he want to.
It's what does that mean, though?
That means he's on his A game, he can rap his ass off.
They're 50 rappers better than Game.
What?
They're 50
in
rappers.
In life?
Yeah. They're 50,
or right now?
They're 50 rappers right now better than Game.
No, they not.
Yeah.
The fuck?
50.
Nah, that's not true.
Over under. On deck fans. Go to the rap chat. Go to the rap chat. Give them the rap chat.
Facebook rap chat group.
Go to the rap chat. Are there 50 rappers better than Game? I promise you they are. There's 50 rappers better than Game right now, dude.
I can't name.
And he talking about here. We just named 64. He just one of the 64. 63 people on his list are better than him.
Yeah, okay. You don't believe that.
50 are, though. Nah. 50 are. I give him that.
That's a lot.
And they ain't taking nothing from Game. Just Game just ain't no hell of a lyricist.
He's the most underrated, apparently.
He gets redundant. What you got?
Man, shout out, man. Organized Noise, man. Legendary production. Three-man production team out of the A got the key to the city down here to Atlanta. Also, they got the new documentary that came out today on Netflix. Y'all go fuck with that. But forget both of those two things. I'm going to tell you what killed me.
What's that?
Rico Wade said that they walked away from $17 million from Interscope because they couldn't see eye to eye with Lior Cohen. Is that commendable or is that stupid?
I can't call it stupid, but
I can.
I definitely won't call it commendable.
I can call it stupid.
You.
17 you, million?
You can't call it stupid because you've read books. You know who Lil Cohen is.
Okay.
So you know the conflict that could arise from, like, just not wanting to deal in a situation with him. Sometimes it's bigger than the money. And as we've seen with Dre, Outkast, like, those people associated with that movement, the organized noise stuff, like, it ain't all about the money with them. And Leo, to me, like, though I would work with him and try to get good money,
right,
I could see them not, because they've expressed, yeah, like look at Dre, look at Big Boy, like, look at all of them, actually, like, they could have capitalized way more and been a bigger group in the South had they done more coonish, blackface type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Goody Mob. Like, they did what they did, but they kept it Atlanta Southern like they wanted to. Had they not had that, like, sense of wanting to be true to themselves, then they would have sold out and done it. But I could see them not wanting to walk. I could see that. Now, record, is it stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. I just answered
I want $17 million, yes.
I mean, they,
I ain't finna do anything. I'm not finna be DeAndre Jordan asking to wear my rings, y'all, though.
I mean,
I ain't doing the dress thing and shit.
Jimmy Iovine, Interscope signed them to a $20 million deal. They received a little over $2 million up front, and then after a while, they just walked away because they wasn't feeling the situation. That's how they left $17 on the table.
I ain't mad at that.
For the record, for those who don't know, they organized noise production. They produced the Speaker Box Love Below album, TLC Waterfalls, So Fresh So Clean, all the Outkast first album. Like, they done hella shit. In Vogue, Don't Let Go. Like, they, I mean, they all over the place. Which is that one too? Homie Titan, Don't Let Go. Remember that Set Off soundtrack?
No, I've never heard that.
Crazy as fuck. That song banging.
Best song when they set that off on and they set it off is when Queen Latifah got shot.
Oh, the little slow song.
Time after time. Yeah,
that's only because she got shot right then. That's what made banging. Her. Yeah, that's on banging.
That's top two movie music.
See, there you go. You moments. Just leave it at it was banging. That was a dope scene. No. That's it. We ain't got to rank it. We don't have to
listen,
put it up on a
it,
list.
It has to be ranked.
No.
They're two top movie music moments. We've discussed this before. There's no disagreement about it. It's that. When she got shot and that song came on and set it off with Queen Latifah, and it's Baby Boy when the "He Don't Love Me No More" and the Marvin Gaye drop.
Yeah,
that's it. Ain't
that
no
cold.
More.
That was cold.
And the belly when they walked
see,
in with the all white.
Shit.
That's three.
That's my point.
The belly. That's
the
it.
Opening
that's
scene.
It. Yeah, all white with the white ass. Killed it.
Yeah, it was cold.
That was killing. All white with the white. That's it. That's it right there, though.
That's a mean three, though.
That's a mean three. Somebody give me, if somebody can give me another harder three than that, man, hey, you're a beast. You're a movie buff. You Siskel and Ebert.
I'm the buff movie buff, for those wondering.
You're the duff movie buff, duff bill. All
right, man, real quick, last one. We can't not talk about this weekend without talking about this Young Dolph on Instagram going ham on Yo Gotti. He finally came out. He finally addressed Yo Gotti's situation. Instead of calling him Yo Gotti, he called him Ho Gotti. Called him bitch ass nigga multiple times. Very disrespectful.
This rough. This rough right here.
My question to you, Dolph firing back, smart or dumb move, would you have advised him to do that? If you were his management and he said, Lou, should I go ahead and air this nigga out on Instagram on three or four posts in a row? Should I say something about him on a record with Trouble? Because that's also what happened.
Did he do that? I ain't know he did
tough.
That.
He got the 16 all about him, tough.
Oh, no. That I'm advising
against. The whole 16 went about it.
But still, though, like, I don't want duct tape involved with this, man. Like, I ain't trying to take it all the way there. Like, I don't want duct tape nowhere. It is. Don't bring it up on a song with Trouble. Like, not like nah, that's another level right there. Cause then you got some like pocket big shit. Like, nah. So don't do that. Like, nah, don't say nothing about it with Trouble. If I'm advising that, like, no. Like, you do the song with Trouble, y'all do a great song about smoking weed and fucking bitches and having fun and spending money. Yo Gotti name do not need to come up with DTE and any kind of beef. With whatever God this shit is, like, no, first and foremost. Like,
okay.
We don't want that. We don't want DTE involved in this going against Yo Gotti. That's what we don't want. All right? Next.
I'm saying I was a little disappointed in Young Dolph.
Why?
And that's my guy.
Why?
Because he has been getting asked for the last 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
When you call your album The King of Memphis and drop on the same day as Yo Gotti, do y'all have beef? And
right.
He's repeatedly said no.
Right.
why out the blue do you come out with the Instagram rant?
But you know it ain't out the blue, though.
We know it's not, but we that's know how
what
it
this,
seems.
We know what this is about.
But that's everybody how it
know,
seems.
Everybody know what this is about.
No, everybody doesn't know.
Yeah, everybody know. I mean, unless you're like completely blind and only like no mainstream media, everybody know what this is about. They listen to this show. Okay, it ain't about Gotti. It ain't about Dolph. It's about Black Youngster.
It's actually about Gotti, though.
No, this is about Black Youngster. Because Gotti don't care about Dolph. I'll be completely honest with you. I signed with L.A. Reid. I'm getting the bag. I got the biggest hit of my career. I could care less about Dolph. You want to name your album The King of Memphis? That's fucking fantastic. Gotti proved that when he came out with his album, when he talking about like how his mom and them used to get it. Like, Gotti come from a family of hustlers. You and I have had the privilege of meeting Gotti. Like, I will say, from what I've seen, I don't know him behind the scenes, anything like that. I shook his hand, I talked to him, I had a conversation. To me, Gotti a real dude.
For sure.
Like, he not no fake nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That being said, Dolph and Black Youngster, well, no, I ain't gonna say Dolph, what, Black Youngster.
Okay.
Black Youngster's trying to make a name for himself.
Clearly.
Like, that's all he got going on when he doing this. Now, Dolph, on the other hand, he shouldn't, like, I ain't got to dress yo got it. That ain't the nigga I got a problem with, because that ain't the nigga that's pulling up in my hood with straps.
Hold on. If you going to dress Black Youngster, you ain't doing nothing up in his stock. Because there's people that, well, I was well, going to say, it's people
okay,
that fuck
then
with
you're right. Then I ain't saying nothing. But
that's
but,
my
but,
thing.
But at the thing.
I'm hot he said something. Like, you backtracking,
but he didn't say nothing about the right thing, though.
He said stuff about Black Youngster. Like you can say his name.
Dolph can boss up. Like, he could have bossed up in this situation, like you said, and still addressed it and not have to say nothing about Gotti or, like, you right, or Black Youngster.
Right.
I ain't got to say nothing about him either. But what I am finna tell y'all is, yeah, I'm getting this paper like I said I was. No, nobody ain't finna pull up wherever Black Youngster say he pulling
South
up at
Memphis.
And going in and pulling me out no cars or none of that. Like, when on a song, at the end of the song, he quoting Dolph and he saying, yeah, you just got good credit, nigga. That's why you think you popping. Hey, I'll sign up for that. I'll sign up for that, bruh. Like, come on, dude. What are you talking about? Black Youngster making a fool out of himself.
I agree.
And I don't think that Yo Gotti put enough emphasis on, like, I don't say he got to stop it, but what's the point, though? Like, what happens? These Memphis niggas, like, it don't go down like Memphis. That's New Orleans. That's Chicago. That's Compton. That's, like, the Bay. Like, Memphis different. It ain't just no playing around.
Like, see, this is why I tell you it's he's calling. This is aimed at Yo Gotti for a reason. For people that don't know, Yo Gotti tried to sign Young Dolph before he took off. Yo Gotti has a history of signing artists, letting them get to a certain position, and then letting them go.
Right.
Some people call that using the artist. That's up to your interpretation. So, like, where is Snooty Wild at right now?
Okay.
Where is Zedzilla?
Okay.
He tried to do the same thing with Star. A lot of people will argue that.
Right.
Yo, Young Dolph said, nah, bro, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since he said he cool, now Yo Gotti won't even do a song with him. It's like,
but why
damn,
I need a song with... But that's the thing,
it's called
though.
Unity. Do you sour because I don't want to sign with
though,
you?
That's the thing, though. And that's my thing when I come out, if I'm Dolph and I say I'm the king of Memphis, my thing is, okay, I peeped how you did these cats. I peeped how you did all of these people that you named. All your life, like what Dolph quoted, you've been hating on 3-6. You've been hating on Kid Shine. You've been hating on Memphis legends. Nah, I don't want to do no song with you. Like, even if I did want to do a song with you, you should be reaching out to me at this point, because you see I'm young, I'm hot, I'm popping, I'm doing songs with Chains, I'm doing songs with everybody. Like, Dolph is the independent artist from the South right now.
Right.
And then wait when Gucci get out. I cannot wait to Gucci get out and address this, because all that Black Youngster shit, that shut down.
First of all, by the time Gucci gets out, Black Youngster would no longer be relevant. Let's be very clear.
You're right about that.
For the time being, he is relevant.
You know what? No, Black Youngster got a new mixtape, but I hope it get him shows, and I hope it get him a little bit of buzz. So as soon as Gucci touch down, he can address this. Because what I'm saying is like, yo, God ain't investing in Black Youngster. Like Gucci finna come out and ride with Dolph, and it's finna be
Gucci
a whole other ball game, huh?
Gucci don't fuck with your guy.
That's my point.
Right.
That's my point. He finna crush this. Like this, I mean, Trap God finna step through Memphis with Dolph, and we finna see what's really going on. like Black Youngster, like just really didn't bit off more than he can chew, man. And Dolph, he shouldn't address Gotti. Really, like you said, you made a great point. He ain't got to address the other Black Youngster either. Like Dolph doing this thing, he independent. Like, if he is getting the cars, credit, and leasing them or whatever, like Dolph doing his thing. I done heard him commended by plenty of people in the game. And all I hear Black Youngster is like on the news, shucking it out about different stuff.
That's a good point, because a lot of people haven't heard a Black Youngster song.
Right, unless it's like, I'm trying to go get this money out the bank. I'm shucking it out in South Memphis with these choppers, with these dudes, with these guns, and I'm going to shoot Dolph if he pop up. Right.
So
that's what we believe.
This is what we're going to do. Black Youngster just dropped a new tape. It's called Young and Reckless.
God. Let's hear this.
This is the very first song on the project.
Like, let's hear this.
It's called Shake Some... Oh man, y'all check this out, man. We'll be back, man. March Madness.
He ain't gon' pull that trick. He ain't never ever killed no nigga. Who gon' shake some? Who gon' shake some? Who gon' take some? Who gon' take some? Mass up, lay and face some. Laying bush away, lay for. He ain't gon' do it. He ain't gon' do it, little nigga. He ain't influence, little nigga. He ain't gon' pull it. He gon' pull that trick. He ain't never ever killed no nigga.
Fuck nigga, little nigga.
A dog throw wanna play ho, nigga. I'm on tour with the K ho,
bitch.
Make a living, Smith the West, extended clip, 100 rounds on a Draco.
Nigga,
how the fuck you the king of Memphis? You ain't front of city, you from Chicago. Fuck boy, you better lay low. Killers move when I say so.
Bitch,
my little nigga robbing, steady kid and raping nigga. Mama's this shit, little nigga.
You better ask them little niggas, which all the little niggas around me.
The city know what's up with me, little nigga. I'm a double OG, little nigga. Any nigga play with me, little nigga. I swear to God, they gon' breathe, little nigga.
Dolph, you ain't putting no work.
Nah,
you a hoe on a low low.
Nigga,
talking about you the plug best friend, nigga. You ain't said it no work.
No, no.
Niggas busting on you in your own hood. Fuck boy, you a no show.
No show.
Fuck boy, you ain't clutch back.
Nah,
you ain't slide through and bust back. You ain't Craig Pettis, you ain't the kingpin of South Memphis, you can hush that.
Hush that.
You ain't whack a nigga broke daylight, you ain't never been a suspect.
Suspect.
You ain't empty no clip, little nigga.
Man.
I'm the king of South Memphis, little nigga. Any nigga on they can get it.
Fuck
nigga,
little nigga.
I swear
nigga.
To God.
Who gon' take some? Who gon' take some?
Take some.
Mass up, lay and face some.
Face some.
Laying bush away, lay for him. He ain't gon' do it, you ain't gon' do it, little nigga.
Nah.
He ain't influence, little nigga.
Nah.
He ain't gon' pull it, he ain't
gon'
pull that trick. He ain't never ever killed no nigga.
Who gon' shake some? Who gon' take some?
Let him finish. Go on and let him finish, man. Cause he got a point to prove.
Nah, man. Like,
yeah, he got a point to prove, dude.
Somebody got to assassinate.
Who's gonna?
Somebody got to do something. Cause
nah,
like this shit. Cause,
nah,
cause it's somebody
not, wait,
listening
wait,
to
wait,
that.
We're not condoning assassination at the
end. It's somebody listening to that. Who's gonna take
don't
a nigga
shoot
serious,
him.
Dog? Like, they gonna take him serious. They gonna ride around that shit. And they gonna think it's cool to whack a nigga in broad daylight.
Okay,
like
so
come the fuck on.
I have
dog.
A question.
I'm hot at Gotti right now.
Is this strictly publicity?
Nah,
or
he did
is
serious.
This a young nigga caught up in the generation? I'm from Memphis. I'm shaking it. This is the life that I know.
That's it. Yeah,
it, like if you haven't killed the nigga, you ain't a real nigga to me.
Like, dude, that
that's
nigga,
him.
Dog.
That's how you feel like. That's but him.
If
it's like no act.
If it is an act, I can't tell.
Hey,
do you see what I'm saying?
One thing
I can't
say,
tell.
I can't.
I'm hot at Gotti. I put this on everything I love. If we was interviewing Gotti right now, I'd be like, bro, I'm hot at you right now for co-signing this nigga. I swear to God, I'd be like, bro, I fuck with you. You smarter than a motherfucker. Your business moves have been A1. You co-signing this nigga, though. Like, he a clown, bro. Like, because he cooning, dude. Like, niggas was hot at Trinidad James and shit. Dude, did you
that's
hear that
what,
shit?
That's what Gotti's from, too, though. You got to remember that.
Bro.
That's Memphis to God.
I get that.
That's him. That's like a young him to.
He's smarter than that, though.
He is.
He's smarter than that.
To the fact where he should be able to give him more advice with this shit like this. Like, you don't need a mixtape with 9 songs talking about this. Like, you don't.
Every song on the mixtape is the same. It's all about this right here. Like, every
but
song.
I don't know if Gotti got enough time to be able to groom him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Why sign him?
True. I mean, he probably listening to the streets. He probably listen to the people around.
I hope ain't nobody listening to this dude, bro.
People listen to this dude.
Did you listen to that shit? Imagine that time 16. That's the mixtape.
Shout out my little bro, Snappy Mason.
Don't tell me Snap listening.
I texted him. I said, "What you think of that black youngster?"
Don't tell me he said it was fire.
He sent back one word: hard.
Oh, come snap, bro.
Hard.
Come on, fam.
That's what, bro. That's what the young.
And he not even ripping it though. Like,
he
ain't okay,
ripping it. He just talking.
Put all this shit up aside. He not even ripping it though.
Snap sent me back. He said hard.
No, man. Snap, come on, man.
Like, and people,
he ain't got no context to the
people buying into it. He got a show in Nashville coming up.
Listen, and shout out Snappy Mason, bro. I listen to the music, dog. You know that ain't it. Like, you go deeper in the shit, dude. Like, you're not one side in this shit like that, and you're not saying no reckless shit like it.
One thing,
like,
thing I will say, when Boosie new project came out, the Thug Talk, when Pimp C was talking on them, and one of the smartest things that's ever been said by a rapper, and it should apply to every song, should apply to any artist that's out there, you're writing a bar, and I ain't trying to preach to you, but explain both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, explain the side of, if I'm getting the bricks, if I'm killing niggas, if I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing, the shit that come with it.
Right.
Like, Pimp C was always adamant about that. And people I appreciate to do that are Jeezy, T.I., Pusha T.
Right.
Like, it ain't always, nigga, I was getting it, I'm kingpin, I'm this, I'm that. Like, no. Like, your mama go through shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Your family go through shit. Your friends.
Pimp C,
like,
you lose friends. Right,
you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that go crazy, that can happen from that. And he just don't address it on his mixtape, so he ain't qualified, in my opinion, to talk about it. You're not qualified, in my opinion, to talk about it if you can't give both sides.
That's because it's not 100 when you don't do that. That's what people was hiring Ross for when he first came out.
Because
Ross knew Noriega, the real Noriega, and didn't talk about no other shit. He finally got his shit together.
Yeah, we
got
to move on because we'll go all night talking.
Man, I'm high.
This would be a 3-hour episode.
That shit garbage. He ain't even ripping it.
If I got into Ross, this would be a 3-hour episode, man.
Shout
out Durb. That was for you.
Man, look, we out here bracket. Now, let's go ahead. This is what we're going to do. We're going to give you the seedings because we didn't give them last time. We're going to give you the seedings. Don't worry about following along, man. Just go on at On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram or at On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter, and you can see the seedings for yourself.
Yep, it's in the rap chat, too.
It's in the rap chat, too, most definitely. All right, let's take it to the East. Number one down to 16. We got Drake at number one. Again, East. It also counts the North. We have to do that for.
It's the same.
I have to explain this though.
I don't even understand why people even like.
Somebody's gonna say that though. Why is Drake in the East? He's from Canada, dog. Come on, man. All right, so Drake number one, Fetty Wap number two, Yo Boy, number three, Tory Lanez, number four, Fab, number five, Jada, number six, Nicki, number seven, Wale, number eight, A$AP Rocky, nine, Joey Badass, 10, Meek Mill. 11, Wiz Khalifa. 12, Logic. 13, Mac Miller. 14, Troy Ave. 15, Dave East. Rounding up the rear at 16 is French Montana. So that is 1 through 16, East Coast. Now, that's a solid list. I mean, this is all based off 2015.
All 2015.
Late 2014. We'll throw you in there if you drop something late 2014. Don't ask me where Nas is. Did Nas drop anything in 2015? No. Don't ask me what.
Why would Nas be on the list, though?
This is not a Lifetime Achievement Award. Nas is not on this list right here. Let's go to the South. You got it in front of you?
I do have the South in front of me. Let's go. We have Future as the number one seed. Future's going against Young Thug. Also, next, we got Yo Gotti against Pusha T.
Hold on. Give me 1 through 16.
So I'm going to 16. Damn, my fault.
Yeah.
Future. Pusha T.
J. Cole is number two. Travis Scott is number
three. I'm going by the seedings, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Travis Scott is number three.
I'm talking about the matchup seedings.
Yeah, we get into that in a second.
Oh, okay.
Pusha T, number four.
See, you say that. You should have just read it, D.
Yo Gotti, number five.
All right, go ahead.
Kevin Gates, number six.
Right.
2 Chainz, number seven. Rick Ross, number eight. Young Thug, nine. Lil Wayne, 10. Jeezy, number 11. Dolph, 12. Boosie, 13. Skyface 14, Starlito 15, Currency 16.
I was trying to periscope our shit while we was doing this, so that's what threw me off. So you read it out, but go ahead.
Midwest. Right. Oh yeah, of course. The South, we took out Post Malone. Number one, he didn't rap. He had one song. Y'all can't be too mad about that. I promise you can't. I don't think. And plus, he had the video with the short shorts that killed it. Midwest.
Your boy Childish Gambino wear those short shorts though.
Yeah, but he didn't. And he would have been on this list if he would have dropped. Right. Shout out Childish Gambino.
Or if he had longer shorts.
Midwest 16 seeds are Kanye West. Midwest is weak too. It's probably the weakest one.
They got it. It's always last year they didn't like do that, nothing. Though, especially when it's you're no right. Him.
Kanye number one, Big Sean number two, Freddie Gibbs number three, Lupe number four, Chance the Rapper number five, Tech N9ne number six, Chief Keef number seven, Lil Durk number eight, Dej Loaf number nine. When Lil Durk is number eight, you know. All right. Dej Loaf number nine. Yeah,
that's all we had. That's all we had.
Shit. Styli number 10. Lil Bibby number 11. G Herbo number 12. Machine Gun Kelly 13. Rocky Fresh 14. Slim Jesus, goddamn it, 15. Tink 16.
Slim Jesus shouldn't even been on here, though.
That's what I know. Who like, else you going to put? Nigga, you'll sit here. You'll be thinking all night.
That's a rough one.
We're going to put Bone?
That's a rough one.
Nelly?
No. Yeah, Nelly could have made that.
Well,
Murphy
nice.
Lee, shout out Murphy Lee for
shout out Murph Dirt. Shout out Murph Dirt though, but nah, ain't Nelly. They didn't make the list though.
Hey, we live on Periscope right now too.
There it is. West
just
Coast,
got a real ugly picture of you.
Shit,
come on.
West Coast number one is Kendrick. Number two is Game. Number three is G Easy. Number four is Ty Dolla Sign. Number five is E-40. Number six is OT Genesis. Number seven is J Rock. Number eight is Dr. Dre. Number 9, Tyler the Creator. 10, Nipsey Hussle. 11, Snoop. 12, YG. Really? 13, King Crooked. 14, Earl Sweatshirt. 15, Vince Staples. 16, Tiger. Yo, boy.
I think we got Nipsey with a low seed. But we got,
what did Nipsey do last year? I'll wait.
It doesn't matter.
Ain't that what we're going off of?
Lauren London is his gal.
That means a little something. That gets you the temp seed.
That means a little something.
That gets you the temp seed. All right.
Okay.
So now what we're going to do is go through round one and two.
Let's go.
We're not going to talk about in depth in a lot of these. Has a 16 seed ever beat a one seed in college basketball?
Negative.
So why the hell would we go into depth in a 16 and a one seed?
That's not
going to
happen.
Okay. Which one are we taking first? East, West, Midwest, South?
Do we want to go the easiest first, or do we want to go to like the one with most discussion first?
Let's knock out the easiest first.
Okay, so we got to go. What you got?
I think the West Coast was the easiest, though.
Who?
The West Coast was the easiest.
Kendrick wins automatically? I mean, is it?
Round one.
Okay.
We got 1 versus 16, Kendrick versus Tyga.
Wash.
You see why we said there's no 16 has never beat a 1.
That's a wash. It would never happen in real life. That's a wash.
Yeah, that was easy. All right, what's next?
Next one we have, drum roll please.
2 versus 15.
Is that
come on, man.
My wrist is messed up. You got Game versus Vince.
All right, 2 versus 15, Game versus Vince Staples.
Right, you got Game. See, I thought my wrist was messed up because I couldn't believe that either one of those guys were 2 or 15 seeds.
The Game is clearly the 2 seed.
What?
Documentary 2 album, you fire. Know, he's been relevant all year for somehow, some way, whether he fired on your boy, whether your boy got fired on Stitches, or whether he beefed with Young Thug. He's been shaking Instagram.
I'm going to go ahead and put a disclaimer out here and say that you got him at the number 2 seed because of the Instagram pictures.
Come on, man. I definitely don't follow him.
You got him.
You
got
to stop with the draws.
You got him
now
for the Instagram
shit.
Pictures, dude.
You
got
to put a stop to that.
Yes, you do, dude.
So that's 2-15 Vince Staples. Who winning that? That's light. It's easy.
Yeah, it's light work, this guy.
Vince Staples said the 90s rap was overrated and 2000s was better. That gets you eliminated off
wham. He loses just for that. He
loses
just for that. All
right, next, man. We got the 3 versus the 14. Is that how it go?
Yep.
G Easy versus Earl Sweatshirt.
Jeez.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
It was a blowout. Okay. We ain't got to talk about that. I like G-Eazy, though. I like G-Eazy.
I like him, too. I fucks with him. he's shaking it right now, too, on tour. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. 4 vs. 13, Ty Dolla $ign versus King Crooked.
Who?
Which, of course, is Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse.
Who?
Ty Dolla $ign been doing his thing last year. That's light work. No upsets yet.
Okay.
Ty Dolla $ign.
I don't even know who King Crooked is.
Come on, man. That's disrespectful.
I don't know what that is.
All right, now, hold on now. We got number 5, E-40, against number 12, YG.
There was some disrespect out there in the committee that E-40 should not have been on the list. E-40 had like 15 albums last year.
E-40 has 15 albums every year.
Features. He murdered some features too, though.
He was on Big Sean, I Don't Fuck With You record, number one.
That's the only feature he murdered?
No, I'm just saying. Oh, that's okay. Number one. Oh, that was a huge record. Then he had that other hit, but he had the joint by himself. Yep.
And nope. Gotti. He murdered that Gotti.
He murdered that Gotti, too. So, yeah, that's a blowout. YG was low. He only dropped his DVD. He dropped a movie on Netflix for those checking for that.
E-40 dropped a movie on
Netflix. YG did.
Yes.
Yeah, the movie was whack.
All right, moving on.
moving on.
What we got?
6, OT Genesis versus 11, Snoop Dogg. Now, a lot of people talk. Now, shout out J-Hove. He said, why is Snoop Dogg on this list?
I
said,
why look, is Snoop Dogg on the list?
I said, because it's the West Coast and it's a weak conference, number one. Number two, Snoop dropped the album last year, all produced by Pharrell. It was called Bush. That's it. That's the only reason he's on the list. Those are the two reasons I have.
Listen, man.
And his son plays
football. Jay don't like West Coast music, so that's why he would say that. But Snoop Dogg will forever be relevant. Forever. The GSN thing. Like, he ain't got to drop a bar to be relevant or to be on this list. Now, if it came down to it and he was going against someone like a J-Rock who had a bad album, who didn't have a great year.
Right.
I couldn't... pass J-Rock because J-Rock, he a better rapper.
Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But Snoop deserves to be on the list. Who gonna take his place?
And with that being said, he got beat by OT Genesis. Right. Because OT Genesis had two with smashes. The Coca.
I ain't even know OG Genesis from the West Coast.
Yeah, he got the Coco late last year, but then he also had he back though. He's super back with the Cut It joint with Dolph. Your price is way too high. You need to cut it.
Yeah.
So sorry, Snoop. Shout you cut. He moves on.
Snoop out of though.
All right, let's go. Number 7, J Rock versus number 10, Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey, we ain't got to talk about it.
How we don't? What did Nipsey do last year?
J Rock is in the hospital.
J Rock did injure himself on a motorcycle.
He's recovering. He sold 6,000 the first week.
Album did nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Nipsey Hussle had the mailbox money come out.
Nipsey
late
had mailbox this. Money, and he came out with the line, the shirts is killing. So, like,
that's true. He came out with the Black Lives Matter joints. Yeah, you're right. That's an upset. Sorry, J-Rock. Nipsey moves on.
He's going to move.
All right, then finally in the West, we got the 8-9 matchup. Dr. Dre is number 8. Tyler, the Creator, is number 9. Tyler, the Creator did come out with an album that had some heat on it, and I can't stand Tyler, the Creator.
It's no way possible.
It had some heat on it.
I ain't never listened to a Tyler, the Creator.
And ever. I saw him in L.A. when I went, so that counts for something, too.
You shook his hand?
No, but yeah, I did see him.
Together, so.
I just saw him. That was it. I rode by in the Uber. The Uber was going too fast, but I noticed that was him on
did
the corner.
Did you tell him to slow down?
No.
Did you try to get him to stop?
No. Why would I do any of that for Tyler, the Creator?
I wouldn't even know what Tyler, the Creator. Tyler Creator could have been my Uber driver, and I would not have known. Swear to God. He could have been like, bro, you ain't never heard. Like, check out my mixtape. And I'd be like, bro, I have no idea who you are. I swear to God.
Tyler Creator album wasn't that bad last year, man. But Dr. Dre with NWA, the Compton doing numbers. Compton soundtrack doing numbers.
I'm going Dre just off strength.
Yeah, it's a blowout.
I'm just off strength. Plus, I don't listen to Tyler Creator.
All right, so let's get these last 4 in the West of who'll be moving on to the Sweet 16.
All right, let's go.
We got Kendrick versus Dre. Damn.
Just because the Compton album wasn't, I didn't listen to the Compton album for Dre. I listened to it because he was putting a project out.
Right.
And Kendrick gave us a new CD.
Out the
which
blue.
Which we were not expecting, and it was bang.
He did numbers for some throwaways.
So, wow. Kendrick.
He Grammy'd up.
That's easy, Kendrick.
Yeah, it's Kendrick. Sorry, Dre.
Okay.
And then we got E-40 versus Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign.
You said that very quickly without even thinking. I mean, because
E-40, one of those, like if we talking about tournament time, he one of those that can get you a good little win in the first round. But Ty Dolla Sign, like Puff said, nigga, what is you doing rapping? Like Ty Dolla Sign, call that nigga. Yeah, now he basically called. Like dude got the potential eventually to be one of like a great artist.
And his CD was actually better than I thought.
Yeah, way better than I thought it was.
So I'm not gonna lie. So Ty Dolla Sign, sorry E-40. Ty Dolla Sign moves on.
Yeah, that's
on.
A big homie though.
OT Genesis Cut It versus G-Eazy.
G-Eazy
following is retarded.
G-Eazy, he
popping.
He a sneaker. You know, and ain't he cool with Steph?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he did the song
Steph.
For
Steph shucking it out. It's a cheat code here.
Clearly.
It's a Steph thing, you know what I'm saying? That whole little Bay Area thing. Like, he cheating off Steph and he white, too.
G-Eazy
white privilege.
Winning.
Like, yeah, G-Eazy.
Y'all check out G-Eazy vlog series. He got a little three-part vlog series. It's dope. Y'all check it out. Nipsey Hussle versus The Game.
Whew.
That's easy. That's The Game. He did more last year.
You just like his Instagram.
Minus the Instagram. Nipsey, I mean, Game has been shaking it.
I guess, man. I got to go with Nip, man. I'm going with Nip because Nip, to me, rapper. Nip a better rapper.
But he didn't do anything last
year.
He's
a better rapper.
You can be a better rapper, but if you don't rap, then what's the point?
He rapped last year, didn't he?
No. He dropped Mailbox Money in 2014. Man. So that nigga has went a whole year and not said nothing.
I wanted him to win so bad. I promise I did.
You tried to put the fix in.
I did.
Game hit the free throws at the last minute. Did. So the final four out of the West is K-Dot versus Ty Dolla Sign and G-Eazy versus The Game. So that's the final four out the West. What are we going to? We taking it in Midwest?
Yeah, let's go Midwest.
All right, man. Let's go Midwest. 1 versus 18. Kanye versus Tink.
16.
1 versus 16.
Yeah.
Kanye versus Tink.
We ain't got to talk about that.
That's black on black crime. That's a murder.
We ain't got to talk about that.
So Tink, you under, like Timberland, I don't know what Timberland doing, but like you not, like you tried to say she was the next Leah, like it ain't working. Bryson Tiller done took off on you, Timberland.
I ain't heard nothing from her, like, well, like, I don't even understand, dude. Like, come on.
She's pushed shit out. It just ain't took off.
Right.
All right. So number 2 and 15. That's Big Sean versus Slim Jesus.
Wash.
I know we had to do that. We
Slim
had to put
Jesus and he made it.
We had to do that because he had a little
you're
mini
a fan.
Song.
You like Slim Jesus though.
He had his 15 minutes, but it's
you
all
like
weird.
Him. You like him.
All right, 3 versus 14.
Okay.
That's Freddie Gibbs at 3 versus Rocky Fresh.
Way too high of a seed for Freddie Gibbs, but I'm gonna let you live. Barely beats out Rocky Fresh. Rocky Fresh, tough little competitor. Play him close.
Yeah, he was hustling and sweating, but in the end, he ended up losing.
All the Freddie Gibbs tapes sound the same.
You crazy as fuck,
do, man.
That's so much disrespect. Freddie Gibbs coming to the A next month, and guess what? Guess who'll be there? Me, motherfucker. I will be in this building when Freddie Gibbs comes to the A.
You and him.
All right, for number 4, Lupe versus number 3, Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh.
I mean, excuse me, number 13, Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly dropped the album. It didn't do no numbers. Nobody knew it came out. You forgot he's on Bad Boy. I forgot he's on Bad Boy.
I gotta go with Lupe.
Lupe. Lupe Project. Yeah. Tetsu and Youth was actually banging. Yeah. You sleeping.
I'm not, but I gotta go with it.
Number 5, Chance the Rapper versus number 12, G Herbo. You
got?
Big up Chance some serious.
I did though, man. Shout out to the On Deckers out there, man. They put me on Chance and showed me a little bit of what he had going on. So I big upped him. I'm going with Chance in this. You Herbo is a fan. You're a fan of Herbo.
G Herbo did
you
open up
to
for
win.
Pusha T, and I wanted to go. But I
got
to give it a chance too.
Got
to. He making too many moves in the
making
city.
Making moves, man.
I ain't gonna lie. All right, number six, Tech N9ne versus number 11, Lil Bibby.
Upset alert.
Tech N9ne still does numbers to this day. Let's be very clear.
If you can give me one bar, a hook, if you can tell me the melody of a song that Tech N9ne has, then I will go with him for the win.
Okay.
Anything.
Can't.
Thank you. He loses.
Lil Bibby moves on.
Thank you.
Chief Keef number 7 versus Stolly number 10.
You don't think it's a close matchup, but I do.
Chief Keef, let's be very clear, is some slaw. He's only on this list because we've broken it down by regions, and we ran out of people to put in the Midwest by number 6.
Don't knock his following, though, man.
He has a following that apparently cries when they meet him.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chief Keef, man, they're God.
Chief Keef took a couple of L's last year, though. He named his son that website.
I don't even know what that's about.
He named his child a website. Like, it was something stupid. Then he sent people to go vandalize a home. It was the wrong home.
Oh, man. Let's relax, man. That's not what we're talking about right now.
Stolly put out his best project ever, and it still was just okay.
Let's not just pile on.
So what we're doing is Stolly put out a good project. He championed it.
He did. And it was the best Stolly project that I've ever heard in my life, so I get to him.
Stolly for the win or the upset. Chief Keef. Chief Keef, dude. He retired, so he won't be making this bracket no more. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's the last time. Shout out Chief Keef, man.
Last matchup, the 8 versus 9, Lil Durk versus Dej Lo. You just going to put the boyfriend and girlfriend up against each other?
I didn't know they went together.
I mean, they got a song together, so you know what that automatically means, that they go together.
Threesome?
Durk and Dej.
That's a song?
Yeah.
I ain't heard it.
My Beyonce.
No way.
What
is Dej Lo doing?
Going with Lil Durk, apparently.
Have you seen this baby mama? It's atrocious.
Woo. Alright, Dej Lo has been slick quiet. She had a hit with Kid Ink, though.
She had a new song just came out not too long ago. I don't think it was talking about nothing, though.
She's still beating that Lil Durk. Like, I refuse. Like, Lil Durk is, like, I can't get into dude music at all.
It's still all auto-tune, right?
It's all auto-tune, man. Why?
I've never heard a Lil Durk song that I've liked.
Why?
So I gotta go with Dej Lo just off Try Me. You know, I don't care if it was
even
4 years.
Even if it's 10 years old.
Four, five years ago. Like, that's it. I just gotta go Dej Lo.
Sorry, Lil Durk.
Yeah.
All right, man, let's narrow these down. We got Kanye versus Dej Lo.
Okay.
Is that even a discussion?
Kanye.
Okay. Chance versus Lupe. Chance didn't drop nothing last year. No, wait. He had a little group project with
I think we're giving Lupe a little bit too much credit if he wins this.
Nah, this was Lupe's best album in years.
You say that, but people ain't checking
for
him.
A lot of people say that, though. A lot of people say that. I just happen to have this mic in front of my face. No homo.
We'll get to Lupe.
Lupe, goddammit, let's go. All right, we got Lil Bibby versus Freddie Gibbs. That Lil Bibby Free Crack 3 was fire. Right. Not gonna lie.
It was.
Freddie Gibbs, Shadow of a Doubt was fire, and he on tour doing big things. He got his own tour. Lil Bibby's opening up.
I debated with this. And
it's a close match.
Lil Bibby's my guy.
Yeah. But he still ain't broke through, though.
Freddie Gibbs is a better rapper.
He is. Right,
so, I mean, like we said, that's the final determination of it. He's a better rapper.
All right, fair enough.
I get it to Gibbs.
Stolly and Big Sean, who's a better rapper than that?
Oh, my God.
That's a blowout.
Stolly ain't even got to show up.
That's a blowout.
There ain't too many people on this list better than Big Sean.
Woo. All right, so we got the final four matches set in the Midwest. Freddie Gibbs versus Big Sean and Kanye versus Lupe. Oh, man. There might be two blowouts. I ain't going to lie. All right, let's take it to the East Coast. East or South? Right. Which one you want to do?
South.
So we're taking it to the South with an F?
Yes, go.
All right, man. First and 16, man. Future versus Currency.
Not Future. Currency got a bad seed, though. Currency shouldn't be a 16.
Just the South was heavy this year, though.
He can't be 16, though.
The South was heavy.
Like he a bigger seed than Travis Scott.
Okay, moving on.
All right.
Number 2, J. Cole versus 15 Star Lito.
I say this.
Okay.
J. Cole has a bigger persona than the Star.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Bar for bar, Starlito can rap with him.
Oh, he can rap with him. Oh, yeah, for sure. I thought you were about to say he was better than him. Okay, he can rap with him for sure.
I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah, no, he can rap
with him. I ain't gonna say that he ain't, you know what I mean, on the same, like, but they can rap. He can rap with him.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'll say that.
But J. Cole's moving on.
Yes.
Shout out to that HBO series.
Yeah, that did it.
Travis Scott number 3 versus Scarface number. Why is Scarface on the list?
Why is Travis Scott number 3?
Why is Scarface on the list?
Why is Travis Scott number 3?
Travis Scott shook 2015.
Scarface had the best album of the rap game last year.
According to you and Scarface, that's it.
And the people that matter.
No. He got his ass whooped in this game right here.
No, I think Scarface won that.
What?
Scarface won that.
No. Hell no. Wrong bracket. Your bracket busted if you picked him to win that shit. Travis Scott moves on, people.
You're a Travis Scott fan, though.
He alright.
Now you're a fan. You got a t-shirt.
No.
Go.
Travis Scott, number 4, Pusha T versus number 13, Boosie. Boosie lucky to be at this 13 spot.
This is a bad seed for my man Boosie, man.
It's like, the right seed.
Unfortunately, he started coming out with music like right now.
Too late in the season.
Yeah, so Pusha won this.
Pusha won it, man. Without even, we ain't really got to go into more detail.
Nah.
No upset so far. Number 5, Yo Gotti versus number 12, Young Dolph.
Said that a perfect then with the committee.
Absolutely. Young Gotti had the bigger hit.
Biggest song in the career, Down in the DMs.
Down in the DMs. Got him a date with Angela Simmons.
What the number say?
Yo Gotti didn't do crazy numbers. Damn.
Is Yo Gotti a better rapper than Dolph?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. You see how easy I said yeah? Didn't really give it much thought either, didn't have to.
What are you basing it on?
I'm basing it off one is a better rapper than the other.
How?
What do you mean? How? Dolph don't even rhyme sometimes, dude.
Ain't got,
he's just
that's
entertaining.
His style. That's his style.
No,
though. Like,
not
both
rhyming is
Memphis.
Not rap.
Oh, my God.
What? That's his style. That means anybody can just come out and say some bullshit. And I fuck with Dolph. First of all,
you're saying that's what Dolph does?
No, I'm saying I fucks with Dolph. He's a friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
He's been on deck before.
Dolph reps it.
Dolph is entertaining.
Okay.
Yo Gotti reps better than him. And he had a bigger hit.
Who write their own stuff?
Dolph. Gotti. Gotti moves on.
See, yeah. All right.
Number 6, Kevin Gates versus number 11, Jeezy. Jeezy dropped The Church in the Streets. He dropped another mixtape that nobody listened to.
Whoa.
He had no hits on Church in the Street.
It's
no hits. Kevin Gates blew up last year. Instagram took
this
off.
This is like the old regime, like a school that got old players on their team, and this is the last little go around.
They got all seniors and shit.
Yeah. Gates win just because he been doing numbers. I tell you what, though.
Okay.
If Jeezy was like Plies or something like that on Instagram saying real shit, he could have won this.
Nah, it wouldn't have been enough.
Nah, he need a social media presence.
Nah, he definitely ain't got that.
He ain't got that at all. He could have shook it, but Gates win because of that.
I can respect that, man. 2 Chainz number 7, Lil Wayne number 10.
Chainz.
Yeah, Lil Wayne dropped some bullshit last year. Like, I don't know how he on this list after I really just think about it.
2 Chainz one of the best rappers on this list.
Shit like, when you say shit like that, though, that,
Two
that
Chainz
just
hard,
kills it.
Man. I don't know why people don't understand how hard dude is. Dude is cold. Pause.
2 Chainz moves on, no upset. Finally, number 8 seed, Rick Ross versus number 9, Young Thug. Rick Ross dropped the album and a mixtape last year. Didn't have a hit on either one, but they were both solid.
That Black Dollar was some slaw.
That Black Dollar was, man, this nigga Crayo better than the album.
I don't even listen to Young Thug, but I do
Me
know
neither.
The song Best Friend.
That's your shit,
and it's
too.
It's bigger than anything that Ross put out.
That is true, so and people are still counting down to the tour and his album and his mixtape. Like, people be anticipating Young Thug shit.
Yeah, Young Thug popping.
He got a couple of people biting his style already that's taking off. Like, dude, it got to be Thug, and I hate to say that.
Yeah, I hate to.
Young Thug with the slick little upset, man.
Hope he can lose next round.
I hope so. I hope so, too. Second round.
All right.
We got Future versus Young Thug.
Future.
Get
him out of there right now.
Get him out of there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yo Gotti versus Pusha T.
Oof. You debated this.
We now, did.
Gotti got down the in record. The DM. Pusha T didn't come out with the album like he was supposed to, but
he came out with the album, but he didn't come out with the follow-up
the album,
like he said he
yeah.
was.
Who the better rapper?
No, talking about Pusha T album was better.
True. All right, okay. Yeah, Pusha T went.
And Pusha T's the better rapper, and he president of good music.
Pusha T.
Nigga got a promotion and everything. All right, yeah. Kevin Gates versus Travis Scott.
I say Gates.
Why?
He sold more albums. And he
did sell more albums. Kevin Gates did do about 115.
Travis Scott is a weirdo.
Travis Scott got the best live show right now, though.
Yeah, I mean, but when I go to work in the morning and I put a Travis Scott CD in, he's not live. So, Kevin Gates, though Isaiah really didn't grasp me, I'm not listening to Travis Scott, though. Like, I would listen to that one time and hear what it sounds like, and I'm like, nope, okay, I'm good.
Gates.
I got to get to Gates.
Gates got this gal out here popping and shit.
And yeah, he got his gal popping. He got the Instagram popping. He got love all popping. Whole All Lives Matter thing, he need to relax on and fix that shit.
See, that's what, he's doing too many interviews. If Kevin Gates that, do one more interview before this air, he might lose. Right. But he'll make it. He'll go ahead and go, man. Goddamn. Yeah, Kevin Gates.
He's going to lose next round, though.
2 Chainz versus J. Cole. There's no need to discuss this. The fact that you can take it this long to say J. Cole is disrespectful.
It's rough, though.
So the final four in the South is Future versus Pusha T, mm-hmm. Kevin Gates versus J. Cole.
Right.
Not bad.
It ain't bad at all.
Last but not least, man, East Coast.
It's easy.
Yeah, this is easy. Drake number one versus.
We're going to fly through this. We should just name the last ones.
Drake number one versus French Montana number 16.
How do you make the list?
How did who make the list?
French. How? Dating a Kardashian?
Yeah, that's one. So that's a lightweight.
Drake.
Number two, Fetty Wap versus Dave East. Shout out Dave East. He put up a valiant effort. Had a nice little project last year.
And he's the better rapper.
He's the better rapper for sure.
Fetty Wap is undeniable, dude.
Yeah, he had 3 number ones last year. Stop it. That nigga was on Gwen Stefani album. Yeah, stop it.
He'll force.
He moves on. Number 3, Tory Lanez versus number 14, Troy Ave.
I don't understand how Tory Lanez got to have a rating. I just don't understand. Tory
Lanez. He had that song last year, an R&B song.
He ain't even a rapper.
No, he raps too. Yeah. He's putting another face to Toronto because at first it was just Drake.
Versus who now?
Versus Troy Ave.
Get Troy Ave out of here.
Get him out of there. Yeah, he did flop with his album and then try to say he didn't flop.
Right.
Okay, Troy Ave, you gone. Sorry, buddy. Tory Lanez moves on. Number 4, Fabulous versus 13, Mac Miller.
No contest.
No contest for who?
Fab.
Yeah, you're right. Mac Miller album was cool.
I didn't know Mac Miller still rap.
Fab dropped his Summertime Shootout.
Even though Fab can get through that first round, though, he can't, like, he ain't still do enough, I feel like, where he could have went hard for the rest of the rounds either, though. So he might get upset.
We'll see. Jada Kiss number 5 versus Logic number 12.
Woo.
Jada Kiss top 5 DOA came out last year. Was a pretty solid project. He was everywhere on the promo run with the statue. Had everybody talking about top 5 again. Logic did numbers
at the
though.
Barbershop talk.
Logic did 130 first week with his album.
Independently, right?
No, he's on Def Jam. Okay. Same label as Jada Kiss.
And Logic album was banging, though.
The Logic album was banging.
And that Jada was banging. I had that on the top 10 of the year, but
Jada was banging, too.
And Logic was just more like, I fuck with Jada, but this the upset, man. Logic took that, man. Logic had a hell of a year.
Don't say he a better rapper than Jada.
He ain't better. Right now, he can give you better music than Jada Kiss can.
That's fair.
I mean, he can do
That's
that.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Logic with the upset.
Logic upset.
Ooh.
Logic with the upset.
Shit.
Let us know what you think about it.
They're going to hate
check.
That.
Yeah, they're going
to
hate
But you got to listen to that Logic album.
Logic
though.
Upset, but listen to that.
Number 6, Nicki Minaj versus number 11, Wiz Khalifa. Now, Nicki didn't do much last year, but late 2014, she dropped her album, had the Big Dog song with Beyonce. And of course, she's Nicki Minaj. She's the one and only female rapper doing
anything.
I
was going Wiz. He had the most listened to song of the year.
From the soundtrack of the Fast and Furious?
Yes.
Yeah, but nobody I know even knows what song you're talking about right now.
The one about Paul Walker dying.
Anybody could have made that song. It would have been the same hit. The hook is what
but
makes
Wiz
it
But Wiz made it. It got listened to a billion times.
He got lucky. It fell in his lap. No skill to make that song, Wiz. And Wiz's album was garbage. The Khalifa album was trash.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Garbage.
Okay.
Nicki, her boyfriend took dumb L's, but somehow she stayed clean through all of that.
She could have saved him a little bit. She should have.
Nah, all right, she we got Nicki moving on. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. Number 7 and number 10. Number 7's Wale. Number 10's Meek Mill. Label made beef.
I wonder.
Meek Mill is lucky.
There's no way Meek can even make it past one round. Like, you're just having a bad season. Lucky that you stumbled into the tournament. You know, like, just not no.
Bull. Had a lucky little two-game streak at the end of the season. Got in the tournament at a 10.
Yeah, you out of here, bro.
But Wale got him strictly because you know why.
Right.
We don't got to go into detail.
No.
All right, finally, number 8, A$AP Rocky versus number 9, Joey Badass.
I'm confused as how A$AP made the list.
A$AP Rocky dropped the album last year. It was pretty solid, pretty slept on. Joey Badass also dropped the album last year. Did numbers on the independent tip. Did like 60.
I'm confused as how.
A$AP Rocky. You just don't like A$AP Rocky, though. Just say that.
What is there to like about him, though? He can't.
He can rap.
He got the fashion thing going. That's cool. I respect that.
He can rap, too.
I can respect fashionable people.
Like myself. He can rap.
Crickets. But how? Rap when? Give me a bar.
I'm not finna. I listen to too much rap music to give you a random A$AP Rocky. You don't listen to enough A$AP Rocky.
That's what it is. You don't listen to that.
No.
That's what it is. Like, he sucks. Well, I ain't gonna say he sucks.
I will say I like Joey Badass' album, though. I will say that. And he is in a beef right now with Troy Ave, and he's kind of winning it.
I say it's an upset.
And he fired on Paparazzi, too. That was pretty funny. Badass with the upset, man. Fuck it.
That's dope.
That's just because we don't really fuck with A$AP Rocky.
Right.
All right, so we got Drake versus Badass. No comment. Drake in the 60-point blowout.
Right.
Logic versus Fab.
Ooh. How could Fab lose this?
The only way Fab could lose this is because he didn't drop when he said he was going to drop.
He promised.
He dropped on Thanksgiving. He dropped on Thanksgiving. He said he was going to drop on Christmas.
Christmas, and then he pushed it to back. Thanksgiving.
And no, he got pushed to Valentine's Day.
And now he's taking pictures with Jada Kiss saying Jason versus Freddie.
But he did shake it with the throwback gear all last summer.
You know what Fab did?
He shook it with the throwback gear all last summer.
Fab got the inbound pass. He ran up court like Chris. He walked like Chris Webber. He called the fake timeout. And he lost his team the game.
Mm.
That's what he did. So he lost.
That damn ball.
That's what Fab pulled a Chris Webber, so I can't. Logic beat him.
I agree.
In the upset. He pulled a Chris Webber.
Fab, man. You had it.
Yeah, he pulled a Chris Webber.
You had the game, dude. Logic moves on. Yeah. All right, so Nicki versus Tory Lanez. That's a blowout. It's Nicki Minaj, people.
Talk about that.
All right, Nicki Minaj with the blowout. Now, Wale versus Fetty Wap.
Can we just say Fetty Wap and hope Wale hears this and calls us and tweets us and stuff?
I'm with that.
I don't even want to explain it. I just want him to call us and be like, why y'all pick him?
Three number ones, Wale. Sorry, man.
Fetty Wap, you lost, Wale. Sorry, buddy.
Fetty Wap moves on, man. Final four in the East.
Just give us a call.
Drake versus Logic. Nicki versus Fetty. Woo! It's a tough final four right there.
It is right there.
All right, so look. We got the brackets up. Dude, fuck trying to memorize it, man. Just pull it up while you're listening so you can follow along, dude. Don't try to be a hero and memorize it like you're super smart. You're
final 16, not 4-2.
I mean, final 16. They're
Sweet
set.
16.
Sweet 16 is set. We're going to go over the Sweet 16 and the Final Four next week with the champion.
Yep.
First thing first, music break. When we come back from the music break, we got the question of the week, and it's based on South by Southwest, which just happened last weekend. One artist that was down there shaking life is a new artist named Made in Tokyo.
Oh, man.
That's his name. He has a song called Uber Everywhere.
Oh, God.
It came out late last year. It's bubbling now. You heard it here first.
Uber Everywhere.
Check it out.
North side, coolin' shorty, yeah, that's where I stay. Heard you was a lame boy, get up out my face. And my ex keep calling, swear that she be in the way. And I need a thick red bone, shorty where I lay. Bad bitch in LA, tell me that she made the trip. Shorty bad as hell, yeah, with them college journalists. Uber every fucking where, free rolls in my VIP. Canada John, yeah, I think that bitch from the 6. Shorty wanna kiss me, but I know she sucking dick. Shorty wanna kiss me, but I know she sucking dick. Look, Uber everywhere, pre-rolls in the VIP. Yeah, Uber everywhere. Screw, screw. Yeah, I wanna get the Rari, but I know it takes some time.
Screw, screw.
Pre-roll, shorty, light it up, you know you fine. Low five with my five, and I'm rolling up the gap. And I need my leg room, babe, stubs, first class. East Atlanta, John Cook, out on Mullin that.
Screw, screw.
Say she bout that action, but I think that I'm a pack. Shorty wanna fuck me, but I know I got some top. Shorty wanna fuck me, but I just got some top.
Screw,
I can't
screw.
Fuck with ops, never stop. Pull up in that juice spot, Uber fucking everywhere. I can't fuck with ops, never stop. Pull up in that juice spot,
screw, screw.
Uber
screw,
fucking
screw.
Everywhere.
Uber everywhere.
That's popping with the youngsters right now.
Because they Uber everywhere?
Possibly, depending on where you live.
I'm finna start Ubering everywhere, man.
You're gonna be like, you're gonna have that Wale bill.
Gas going back up though.
Slick, slowly, but it is going, it's still under two.
I'm gonna start fucking with more. That's what I'm gonna do.
You can have that.
You scared? Scared? Say you scared.
Nah, I'm not fucking with the mortar.
I'm fucking with Uber.
I'm not
and
scared.
Mortar.
It just take too long to get places.
No, it don't. Depends
yeah,
on dude,
you gotta go downtown. And,
no,
it, and plus, it don't go
anywhere. Go anywhere you want, park at what that mortar station is, and then hell,
you gotta
you
pay for parking.
Nah.
That's
parking
stupid.
Free. Parking free.
Just Uber everywhere.
Parking's free.
Screw, screw.
We back, man. This the On Deck TV podcast. Just in case you didn't know, man, I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown, man? Got the question of the week popping
yes.
off.
Yes, but before we get that to you, every week we do this, man. This is the On Deck TV podcast. Like I just said, the rap chat, man. Go in. Comment on the brackets. Let us know what you think. What was good? What was bad? Who got upset that shouldn't have? Who should have been in the tournament that shouldn't have? Anything like that, man. Let us know. Participate with us on the social media aspect of it.
Absolutely, man. And please remember the guidelines. We're not. This is not a lifetime achievement bracket.
God, please.
So don't put Pac. No, don't ask me why is Pac not on the West Coast. Don't ask me that.
We realize Jay-Z's not on here.
God damn. It's for a reason, people. All right. Question of the week. South by Southwest just wrapped up. I heard it was pretty dope. Didn't get to make it down there. Hot about that.
South by Southwest getting real big.
It
man.
Is. I was watching a couple videos, a lot of performances, man. Drake, Designer, a lot of people performed. DJ Khaled had a cool little set. And I saw a theme in each one of these performances, dude. The crowd was not live at all. Now, my question to you, question of the week here, and we want everybody to answer this. What's the problem? Do artists not put on good shows? Do they not have stage presence no more? Or are people in the crowd too busy trying to get the perfect video and the perfect Snapchat and the perfect Instagram photo? What's to blame for whack shows?
I think it depends on the artist, because I can see a Future show a clip and he do fuck up some commas and people are going wild.
Okay.
Because they came to hear fuck up some commas, right? When you got another show as to where you at South by Southwest, they ain't come to hear fuck up some commas. They ain't come to hear DJ Khaled talk about his Snapchat. They ain't come to hear primarily what the artists are that'll talk about, people that'll like sell themselves, you know what I'm saying? It's basically a networking event.
Right.
So who's to blame for what is kind of both? The artists need to do new, innovative stuff at South by Southwest in order to get the fans involved. That's what needs to happen. And the fans, I mean,
everybody got their phone.
Everybody got
cool.
their mixtape. Everybody want to be cool or with this or whatnot. But I mean, it always goes back to what people say. There are no fans in rap anymore. If people got back to being fans, then it would help. But
right.
Also put some blame on the artists and make people fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go to a show where I be like Jeezy 10th anniversary show I went to. I was a fan. Like, he did that Thug 101 like he was supposed to do it. You had to do stuff like that in order to make people participate in concerts and be fans. Like, I don't want to really hear your new music necessarily. I want to hear it on CD. But if I'm at a show and I want to have fun, like, I'd appreciate you throwing an old track up there that I know all the words to and everybody know the words to. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what people that came out, the fuck what you came for. Like, you in the presence of people who bind into your culture or whatnot.
I think artists should start saying no phones.
Nah, man, you can't do that.
You gotta start saying no phones.
Can't do that, bro.
They do it at the comedian shows and shit.
But that's because they don't want their exclusive content leaked, though.
I don't want my exclusive show leaked.
I mean, but
I got a dope ass show, and you looking at your. Have you ever watched a basketball game and you look and the motherfuckers be courtside, foot on the wood, and they not paying no attention to the game, they're looking down at their phone?
But what if I'm foot on the wood front row with the Future concert, man, and I get an exclusive, like, nigga, Hove come out. Or some crazy guest come out. You know what I mean? Like, I want that. I want that footage. That's important to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even got to get at the World Star or nothing. Like, I just, that was dope. Like, yeah. Even with the Jeezy thing, like, when, like, Stacks, Andre and them came, I still got that in my phone. That was months ago.
All right, man, that's cute. You got the Andre 3000 in your phone. You got the Jeezy show on your phone. You'll never let it go. You'll save it forever, never. Oh, man. Okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, everybody, like, you can't. People being too cool at the shows, everybody got their phone up, everybody trying to Snapchat every second, they missing a dope show. But then again, I can't tell you the last show that I went to and was entertained. Maybe Travis Scott at Revolt. He was like, you're not finna have your phone up at Travis Scott show. Like, he's shaking it way too hard. Kanye West show was dope too.
That was slow. Travis Scott was good though.
Other than that though, man.
Travis Scott was good to me.
Travis Scott was live as fuck.
Jeezy was good.
Jeezy's stage presence was horrible.
Nah, none of
on TV.
Not at the 10th anniversary, nah.
On the flash screen, he was horrible.
No, HD. Not live. But
in HD, he was horrible.
Live, full, and direct, he rattled it. But yeah, I see what you're saying. It's a give and a take, depending on who it is and what they got going on. But
I got a friend of mine went to the Legends of the South tour over the weekend down here, and she said it was garbage. And that's A-Ball MJG, Trick Daddy, Mystical, Juvenile. She said well, she was whack as hell.
I ain't surprised that.
Like, that's what. She's the only people that showed up was Juvenile and Pastor Troy was the only ones that had it live. Everybody else was washed.
What's their motivation for putting on a good show?
What? That's what you're supposed to do. You're an artist. You're sensitive about your shit. Put on a show. What you
they
mean?
They don't care. They just signing up for them chicks, dude.
That's sad, then.
I know that, man.
Stay your ass at home,
man. You know they signing up for them chicks, man.
Oh, man. Before we get out of here, man, of course, we got to let you know what new music out. That Black Youngster, if for some reason you want to hear more, his tape is out. It's called Young and Reckless. Perfect title. Young Thug Slime Season 3.
I ain't got no comment on that.
Come out Friday.
That Nori out, Drunk Uncle.
March 27th,
he been
Nori.
Shaking it on IG.
I'm going to listen to that Nori, too.
I fuck
one
with
time.
Nori. I fuck with Nori, though.
Do you fuck with Nori music, though?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
We'll have to see what this Drunk Uncle sound like.
That might be funny. Yeah. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Back to Stone Mountain, baby. We had it every weekend, man. I'm trying to get this body right, man. So when I'm over in the islands, when the water get the call and I got to go relax, I'll be looking good in my trunks.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to go to Stone Mountain every week.
Listen, man, I'm there. Y'all want to meet me there, holler at me, I'll be there.
You have fun with that. I'll be in the movies watching that Batman vs. Superman.
What you do?
3D, IMAX, 4D.
How much you pay for a 3D
Give me
movie?
The most expensive ticket to that shit. That's what I'm going to say when I walk up to the box office.
Man, I got.
Let me get one for the most expensive ticket of Batman and Superman, please.
Man, I got Amazon Fire Stick. I can watch that shit in my house. And man, I got some round sound.
It ain't the same.
All that.
I need that big dog theater IMAX joint. Need it.
You get my speakers down the street.
Hell
somebody
no.
Can sit there. They can sit at the stop sign and know what I'm listening to.
Fuck that.
But look though, man, this is the On Deck TV podcast. We are out of here. It was a long show. It was a good one though, man. That's how the March Madness things happen. We got one more for you. We're gonna tell you who the best rapper is of this year. You know, March Madness style. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Shout out GotStees.net, man.
Yeah,
OKC shout out, in the building.
Man, shout out GotStees. And shout out to her, man. I'm going to send her a shirt. Send me your size, man. I'm going to send you a shirt. We're going to get together on the DM. I'm going to get you a good On Deck shirt.
Sliding them DMs.
No. I ain't doing what you do now. I'm just saying, just send me your shirt size and I'll shoot you a shirt.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.